Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Is it the heat or the humidity that you should worry about this time of year? Turns out it's both. People suffer heat-related illness when their bodies are unable to compensate and properly cool themselves. The body normally cools itself by sweating, but under some conditions, sweating just isn't enough. In some cases, an individual's body temperature rises very rapidly. High body temperatures may damage the brain and other vital organs. Several factors affect the body's ability to cool itself in extremely hot weather. When the humidity is high, sweat will not evaporate as quickly, preventing the body from releasing heat. Other risks include age, obesity, dehydration, poor circulation, prescription drugs, and alcohol use. Because heat-related deaths are preventable, people need to be aware of who is at greatest risk and what actions can be taken to prevent an illness or a death. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.